Fiona Kelly is back with another look at what it says in your morning newspapers.
The Garda Commissioner's assertion that organised crime groups have been involved in anti-immigrant protests. Fianna Fáil throws cold water on Fine Gael's tax cut plan. And Ryan Tuberty's last night at the helm of The Late Late Show. Those are some of the stories you'll find on today's front pages. The Irish Times leads with Drew Harris's response to questioning from the policing authority, in which he said that known criminals have been involved in some of the recent anti-immigrant protests alongside far-right activists. It's thought that their motivation is that they don't want the added Garda presence that inevitably comes with asylum seeker accommodation, and that they have also participated in a bid to curry favour with the local community. For its lead story, the Irish Independent reports on the bitter row within the coalition over Fine Gael's controversial €1,000 tax cut plan, which Fianna Fáil sources have picked holes in. The government has commissioned an investigation into housing developments which have stalled because of land speculation. That's the lead story in the Irish Examiner. The Irish Daily Mail leads with that plea by HSE boss Bernard Gloucester to healthcare staff to volunteer to work over the June bank holiday weekend, which you'll also have heard covered elsewhere in this programme. A freak accident in Dundalk yesterday morning, which resulted in a man having to be hospitalised after he was struck by a pile of bricks which fell from a building, is covered on the front of the Irish Daily Star. The Irish Sun runs with the picture in its front page of Ryan Tuberty holding a copy of a mock-up which the paper has done of him in his greatest showman attire to mark his last night hosting The Late Late Show. DUP may be preparing to end Stormont boycott. That's the lead headline in today's Irish News, which reports that Geoffrey Donaldson's party has been involved in discussions with the British government, with much of the focus on the financial package. A rating system used by the Victims Payment Board in Northern Ireland to assess claims for troubles injuries generates the lead story in today's Belfast Telegraph. Lochan Island survivor Colm Smith, who was awarded £44 per week based on his score of just 2 out of 10, describes the process as a travesty and an insult. Elsewhere this morning, the Examiner reports that the Sisters of St Clare Order in Kenmare has sold the convent they're vacating to the local council at a preferential price so that it can be used by the community. And Lucy reports that 7 nuns attended a mass to mark their departure last Sunday, which was fitting since 7 of the order's nuns first arrived in the town in 1861. Also in the Examiner, climate writer John Gibbons has written a piece urging our political leaders to ignore agri-industry TD's complaints and push through the nature restoration law. And Alison O'Reilly reports on the funeral of 76-year-old mother and baby home survivor Tony Kelly, who died last November but whose identity was only confirmed recently after a lengthy DNA investigation. Mr. Kelly, who was reunited with family members after a 31-year search in 2018, moved to the UK when he was 16, where he became a champion wrestler during the Giant Haystacks era in the 1980s. Today's papers are awash with lots of pictures of people basking in yesterday's sunshine, including Larry Cummins' shot of 4 young boys horsing about on a paddleboard at Loch Hyne in West Cork on the front of the Examiner. But finally, if you're taking to the water this weekend, Lorna Siggins warns in today's Times that you might well encounter some barrel jellyfish which have been washing up in unusually high numbers along our coastline in recent months. The good news, though, is that while, as their name suggests, they're pretty big, weighing in at up to 25 kilos and can look a bit scary as a result, according to Dr. Tom Doyle of UCC, the barrel jellyfish doesn't really sting.